Well, we got Matt Neal on hold, head coach of the Flying Dutchman. Matt, we had some difficulties. We got you now. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Doing great, Dan. I want to say congratulations to you. What a neat opportunity for you to be in our community, and we're grateful you're here and looking forward to some great things on the morning show from you.
Oh, absolutely. I am very, very humbled to be here, Matt, and like I said, I hope I get the chance to meet you soon in person, and thanks for the compliment. It really means a lot. But we got a big game coming up this week. Ron was mentioning how Kalamazoo really gets up for this game. What are they going to challenge you with this weekend?
Well, I think that what they are going to do is exactly what Ron is talking about. They treat this as a big rivalry. Of course, I don't know who doesn't when they play us, to be quite honest. I think that you know, when we're in the position we're in, as far as league standings, I think people want to knock us off, and so we get everybody's best game, and that's certainly what we've been trying to impress upon our young guys. You know, they have the league's leading scorer in Mark Afari, very, very good player. He's been an all-league player the last couple of years, and an accomplished scorer. He doesn't just shoot it, but he's able to go to the basket well. And I think we've got a pretty good game plan to shut him down. But they have another host of characters with people who are very accomplished players. The Dykema kid is a freshman out of Forest Hills Central, coming from a very good high school program with Kenny George. Their other, Gafari's brother, is playing at the point. They have another name, the last name of Blaisdell, which is someone that a lot of Hope fans will remember because of his brother being there. And then the big fella is Peters. And we just feel that you know, we've got to be solid. I thought that there were moments at Alma the other night where in the first half where we were very, very, very focused defensively, and we have to maintain that kind of focus for 40 minutes. And it seems like that's been an ongoing statement with me, is that, you know, we're trying to get a good 40 minutes out of our team, and we end up shutting them down the first half the other night at Alma and outscoring them the second half. So we've got to get a couple of halves of shutdown defense put together, and then we're going to be just fine.
Well, we had a great performance out of the bigs out there in the game up at Alma, and that was nice to see.
Well, you know, you kind of take advantage of your size, and that's certainly something that we were able to do at Alma with their biggest guy being one player, and that was Ivy Johnson at 6'6". But we were able to go into Van Arendonk, who was 6'10", and Brock Benton, who was 6'8", and Caleb, who's 6'5". We were able to go in and out, and got a great performance out of those guys, along with Eddie, and we just saw it all the way around in a lot of regards. But again, we're looking to play our best basketball at the end of the year, and I think that's kind of where we're headed right now. I think that with a young basketball team, there are nights that you're really good and nights that you're so-so. There are parts of your game that are great. There are parts of your game that aren't. And again, the challenge is to develop that consistency. And believe me, we work hard every single day to take care of it. We had a great practice yesterday, and I suspect we'll have a really great one again today and then come in tomorrow and be ready for the Hornets.
Well, we're looking for a big crowd at the DeVos tomorrow for that ball game, and we wish you luck. And we'll be talking to Coach Mo in just a moment, so let's go get him.
If I could say, Ron, real quickly on the air, that tomorrow we are it's our Coaches versus Cancer weekend. It's a suits and sneakers weekend that we will be doing, and we are having some representatives from the Ivan Rest Church, which is the church where Chris Vanderslice attends. Be at the game, and they're going to provide fans information as to how they can assist the Vanderslice family with donations of any sort. But the church will be here to handle those things, not anybody from Hope College. So that'll be a very informative time for our fans if they want to contribute as such.
Well, with Brian out there, Brian's got a winning streak going, and we've got to keep that one going. He's undefeated so far this season, and we have a ball game coming up against the Scots from Alma as he makes that trip up to Alma on Saturday.
Well, I mean, we put very well on Friday, or I'm sorry, on Wednesday against Albion on the road, and we've got to go up and sort of a trap game. You know, we've got two big ones next week that everybody's got circled. Against the two teams that are directly behind us in the race, and then we play Alma, who has struggled some this year and yet is capable, and they've played a number of teams very close and lost a lot of games going down the stretch. So we've got to go up there and play with energy and passion and take it for what it is, and it's a privilege every time you get to walk out on the floor in the Hope uniform.
Well, how tough is it to keep the ball club at a high edge out there when you're playing a ball club? Hasn't had a win so far this season. You scored 100 points against them the last time we played, and you can't look past them. You're talking about the fact that they do have a decent ball club up there. They just haven't found a way to win.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you, as a coach, you can prepare your team from an X's and O's standpoint. You can prepare them in a lot of different ways, but you cannot prepare them mentally. They need to find where their motivation comes from, where their focus comes from internally. And you know, that's something that I challenged our captains and our players with yesterday in our scouting report is, you know, how ready are you going to be to play this game? And you know, I think that's one thing that we ran into on Wednesday night, where our team did challenge themselves and got themselves ready to play. After we gave them the basics of the X's and O's. So I'm hoping for a repeat of that on the road on Saturday.
Well, this will be an opportunity to get a lot of people playing, hopefully, and the fans can see these young people as they progress toward a starting spot with your unit.
That's what I'm hoping for. You know, we didn't get as many kids in on Wednesday. I mean, the road is a very tough place to play, as Coach Carlson says in our scouting report for last Wednesday. He said, there is no easy place on the road in the MIAA. And so, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we bring the passion and the toughness that's necessary to play, you know, up to our abilities. And hopefully we can get as many people as possible in the game.
Is the team adjusting to the loss of Rebecca Lawrence?
You know, we're adjusting because we have to. We have to do things a little bit differently. I've got some concerns about our rebounding. You know, we lost the rebounding edge on Wednesday night against Albion by 7. So we need to find a way, you know, in her absence to make up for those 7, 8, 9 rebounds that she was getting. And it's got to be more than just more McAfee. We've got to get more balance in our rebounding. But we're adjusting in a lot of different ways. She returned to practice yesterday for the first time in over a week. After her surgery, so everybody's face just lit up yesterday when she got walked into practice, and you know, so I think that'll be a good thing for our team to have her back on the bench and helping us out.
Well, let's keep that winning streak going, and we'll all be rooting you on as you go up to Alma on Saturday to take on the Scots.
Thanks, Ron.
Go Hope.